This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. How are you? I am recording this a day before my birthday. And that's all I have to say about that. It's another birthday. What are you going to do? Anyway, something I did want to talk to you guys about is I posted on social media about this guy who I don't even know how to describe him. Scary? Dangerous? If you are on my social media, then it's the guy who talks about not wearing sunscreen so you can build up your solar callus and not burn. I went through some of his videos. I read some of the comments and people were like, oh, thanks to you, man. I don't wear sunscreen anymore. And da-da-da. He's talking about sunscreen being toxic. He's talking about it being carcinogenic. He's telling you not to wear sunglasses. He's telling you seed oils are bad for you. And that is another thing you need to do to help prevent sunburns is not have seed oil in your body. I mean, it's some crazy, crazy stuff. I don't even know. And I didn't want to put his name out there because I didn't want people to go and follow him. But honestly, this too many people asked, then I felt like I needed to. But he is scary. I've mentioned before that one of my best friends is an oncologist. So I hear the stories about skin cancer. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with mineral sunscreen. Now, if you're talking about a chemical sunscreen, yeah, I can get behind on some of the things that happen with those. I'm not a fan. Too many people react to them. And if you have two options and one is good and one is bad, no matter what the bad reasons are, why not just use the good one? And that's how I feel about mineral sunscreen. It's a good sunscreen. It protects you. It protects you even better than a chemical sunscreen. So why wouldn't you just use it? I mean, and you don't have to wait for it to get into the skin. With chemical, you have to wait like 15 or 20 minutes for it to settle into your skin. With a zinc oxide sunscreen, you put it on, you jump in the water if you want to, you know, whatever you're going to do. It just protects you so much better. And it's all that I use now. And like I said, it's just a better sunscreen, but this guy is dangerous, but also really entertaining when I first came across this stuff. Because I say this every week, when I think it can't get crazier, it does. So I really shouldn't be surprised anymore. But anyway, I'm just going to keep posting and debunking all the craziness that is out there. And just know that mineral sunscreen is absolutely safe for you. It's safe for your babies. Please protect them. Remember, a freckle is sun damage. Okay? So nobody is born with freckles. Protect that skin. If anything, if for no other reason than for vanity's sake, because you want your skin to be healthy and in good condition and age well and all those things. Wear sunscreen for that reason. But you also should just wear it. All right, so let's just get into it. We're going to talk about being pregnant and your skin and how you can care for it, how you can take care of it, and all those things. And then I also introducing a new at-home product. So we'll talk about that too. Okay, being pregnant can do some crazy stuff to your skin for sure. Hormones are going crazy. So it's really important to continue caring for your skin and talking to your esthetician, you know, talking to your doctor, finding out what products you can use and can't use, because some of that is changing. But you got to care for your skin, because so many people get that pregnancy mask, you know, the darkening above their lip. And some of that is temporary, but some of it can be permanent if you don't take care of your skin and make sure that you're protecting it and giving it the ingredients that it needs to help be able to treat it better. So when you're pregnant, the skin can be greatly affected. I've had some clients experience better and healthier skin, but most have to deal with melasma, as I just talked about, the brown patches on the skin, and or acne or blemishes. It can get frustrating because you're already dealing with so much. So here are some things that I recommend when it comes to dealing with the skincare side of pregnancy. Vitamin C. This is safe for everyone to use and so important while you're pregnant because the hormones can cause melasma, as I said, but vitamin C gets in the way of the production of melanin, that skin pigment. By stopping this, vitamin C can reduce the appearance of dark spots, melasma, sunspots, freckles, and increase the overall skin radiance and brightness. Not all vitamin C is created equal. So I have my favorite one that I sell on my website. I actually just talked to a client the other day, and he was telling me that he went on a trip and was gone, I think, for like a week, whatever, and he ran out of vitamin C, and he was like, get this vitamin C to me fast. So he got, obviously he ordered it, whatever. But he said he totally noticed a difference from not wearing the vitamin C. And I've said this before, but sometimes not using your products for a couple days or a week or whatever, it really tells you how well the products are working if you stop using them. If you don't exfoliate your skin for like 2 weeks and then you're like, oh, and then you exfoliate and you're like, oh, that's why I do it. So sometimes being without something is not always a bad thing because it kind of reminds you of why you're using it in the first place.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, sunscreen is something else you definitely obviously want to wear. Melanin cells are really active during pregnancy, so sun exposure will continue to stimulate them. This is also why it's not recommended to lay out in the sun while pregnant. A lot of times you will get an uneven tan and create more melasma. So say you're wearing a bikini and you're out, and yeah, I mean, it's adorable. I love a pregnant body. It's so cute. But because the hormones are going, they're raging, just even if you lay out and you're like, I spent 1 hour on my front, 1 hour on my back, you could come up with a splotchy tan. It could just become uneven because of the hormones that do affect your skin. Okay. Facials and skincare products. Schedule an appointment with an esthetician. You know, we can provide treatments that will help keep your skin healthy and recommend a good skincare routine that will carry you through your pregnancy. Using the right products and exfoliation is key to keeping your skin under control. If you are experiencing acne or blemishes, then benzoyl peroxide might be an option for you, but check with your doctor just in case. I'm not a huge fan of benzoyl peroxide, but I do think it's okay to use for a very short time. And then, of course, you have a natural remedy like tea tree oil, but unfortunately, it's not as effective, but it might help some people. Things are changing as far as what can be used during pregnancy. Vitamin A and acids were strictly prohibited before, but now I have talked to clients who have said their doctor is fine with those ingredients. I've actually seen other estheticians on social media talk about it, and they also didn't stop during their pregnancy. So talk to your doctor for sure. There has been some evidence showing that these products like the vitamin A or the acids, whatever, they're not actually entering the bloodstream. Or if they are, it's a very, very, very minimal amount that may not even affect or cause an issue with the baby. At the end of the day, though, you have to do what is right for you and what your doctor suggests. So that is not a conversation you have with your esthetician. That is a conversation you want to have with your doctor to find out, okay, what does your doctor say? He or she says you can use all these ingredients, no problem. And then you go talk to your esthetician and then you guys can develop a plan for what you're going to actually use while you're pregnant. Masks are a great way to treat the skin and make it look and feel better. I have different ones on my website that are pregnancy safe, and regardless of what your doctor says, these masks are great to use. Stretch marks are something else that you deal with during pregnancy. The best way to handle these is to keep your skin hydrated. These occur because the skin is growing faster than the skin can keep up with. The dermis layer of the skin, the second layer, and the collagen and elastin fibers can't hold together, and that results in injury to the skin. Basically, stretch marks are scars that are formed from the inside out. The younger you are, the tighter your skin, so there is actually more trauma and inflammation caused. I haven't seen any effective methods to getting rid of them, so your best bet is to prevent them or at least stop them from getting worse or maybe just appearing, obviously, in the first place, whatever. I now have an at-home pregnancy belly facial that you can purchase. Easy to do, and it will not only benefit the skin, but will also feel really good. And if your partner wants to do that for you, I mean, but if they don't, or you don't have a partner, whatever the story is, this is something you could absolutely do on your own. As long as your hands can reach your belly, you can do it on your own. But to really be pampered, I think you should have somebody do this for you, because I think it'll be really nice. So you can get that on my website too. And it's all about hydrating that skin. The more hydrated, the less stretch marks. Now, you have to remember those stretch marks can be genetic. Some people are just prone to them. I have a client out of state, so I don't get to give her facials, but when she got pregnant, she put that grapeseed oil on her belly every single night, she said, and absolutely no stretch marks. So again, it could be a genetics thing, but the grapeseed oil absolutely is going to play a part in that. And it's not about doing it once a week. It's about really doing it every single night, if not twice a day. The more hydrated, the better it is. And you can apply, I mean, if you're at home and you have time, you know, three times a day would be great. Okay, I just had to pause recording for a second because I always record my podcast in my bedroom. And I always keep a window open because my dog sleeps in my room. And so just to air it out, whatever. Well, I always close the window as I'm recording. But my dog, it's dinner time for them. And I am a few minutes behind and she has no patience for that. So she's literally barking outside of my window telling me that she's hungry and she wants food. I mean, my dogs are so spoiled. I love it. Anyway, so if you do hear a bark, I'm trying to get through this, but I do apologize. Just know that that's my sweet little Olive yelling at me for not feeding her faster. Okay, we talked about the at-home pregnancy belly facial, stretch marks, that whole thing. When you're done with pregnancy and breastfeeding, then you can go back to your esthetician and start on products that can help your post-pregnancy skin. Now, if you didn't really make any changes, then you don't have to do that. But things might have changed. And even sometimes breastfeeding can bring up changes to the skin that weren't happening while you were pregnant. So just kind of pay attention to what your skin is doing. And if you need to make some changes or you think you need to make some changes, then have that conversation. If you're my client, you can always just reach out to me and ask. I always say, always text or email. And I'm happy to help you with that decision, see whether you need to actually make some changes or not. Okay. If you do get that melasma that pops up when you're pregnant, it doesn't mean that it's there to stay. Sometimes when the hormones calm down, that melasma will start to lighten on its own, but you don't know for sure until about a year after you've had the baby. So you don't want to take a chance to just be like, oh, it probably won't stick around. You still want to use products that are going to help heal your skin and help keep that skin healthy so that if it is going to stay, you are fighting it. That makes sense. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay. Remember, the longer you wait to care for your skin during the pregnancy and after, the harder it will be to correct the skin. I always, always, always say it is so much easier to be proactive than reactive. Okay. It's easier to prevent something from happening than for it to happen and then have to correct it. Okay. So this is why I think it's vital that you see an esthetician or talk to an esthetician as soon as possible. Hopefully I'm that esthetician. If facials are not in your budget, you can at least get a consultation and you can at least use the right products at home. And I always tell my clients, especially my virtual consultation clients, we might start off with an X amount of products because I'm trying to get you to your goals. But if you get that and you're like, I can't spend that much. I'm about to have a baby and I can't, you know, whatever the situation is, we can always scale down to the bare minimum if you need to. So don't be intimidated by talking to me or booking with me and thinking like, I'm going to make you use 20 products. I'm not going to do that. I'm not asking anybody to spend more than 5 minutes in the bathroom taking care of their skin every morning and every night. I'm not asking you to do things that I wouldn't do for myself. And I'm lazy about my skin. I do what I have to. I don't do microchanneling as much as I should. I don't give myself a facial as much as I should. All those things. But what I do at home is very, very important because that is really where you get the most consistent results. All right, you guys, if you are pregnant, congratulations to you. If you have a friend who is pregnant or you know somebody or just whatever coworker, this pregnancy belly facial is a perfect little gift for them, a little self-care item that they will love. But also just congratulations because 99.9% of the time pregnancy is a happy thing. So congratulations to all of you. That's it for this week. I hope you guys have a great one and I will talk to you next time. Thank you. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Pure Skin OC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.